today, some so-called fake electors from 2020 are casting real votes in their states for President-elect Trump. Their efforts 4 years ago were a key part of the attempt to overturn election results, an attempt that culminated in the January 6th insurrection. These Republicans still face felony charges. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang has this report.
8 of the Republican electors set to cast this year's Electoral College votes for Trump have been indicted in Michigan and Nevada for taking part in a scheme to reverse Trump's defeat in 2020.
Justice requires that we pursue wrongdoing.
That's Aaron Ford, Nevada's Democratic State Attorney General, whose office filed new forgery charges this month against 2 returning electors. 4 years ago, they sent false certificates to state and federal officials that claimed Trump had won Nevada's electoral votes.
If our case proceeds to trial, we intend to hold them accountable for actions that they took years ago. It has nothing to do with their responsibilities and abilities to participate in the electoral process that they did not break the law on this go around.
The 2 Nevada electors pleaded not guilty to earlier charges, which a state judge's ruling now on appeal throughout on procedural grounds. In Michigan, 6 of this year's electors are still dealing with felony charges as well. They've also pleaded not guilty. The return of these so-called fake electors is a sign of the political times, says Julia Azari, political science professor at Marquette University.
I think what it really says is that Trump and Trumpism have really come to dominate the Republican Party.
Azari says it's also a sign of how the Electoral College currently works.
Ultimately, what we have is a process that's quite old and that's been sort of patched together around what's written, which gives states a lot of autonomy.
Since the January 6th attack at the Capitol, there have been changes to the federal law about the counting of electoral votes in Congress. But decisions about who serves as the electors who cast those votes are generally left to the state political parties.
A lot of states are quite lax about the qualifications and who can serve and how they behave.
Even if they had been convicted, at least under Michigan law, it would not preclude them from serving as electors.
Barbara McQuaid, a professor at the University of Michigan Law School, points out that state political parties usually nominate their leaders or other longtime party supporters. And criminal charges have not stopped the GOP of Michigan or Nevada from selecting pro-Trump electors from 2020 to sign this year's official Electoral College certificates.
I think probably the biggest worry is that people might have some doubt in the integrity of electors who have been accused of abusing that power in the past.
Both the Michigan and Nevada Republican parties did not respond to NPR's request for comment. McQuaid says there's meaning behind party officials choosing criminally charged electors to represent them.
To include somebody who has been previously accused of forging that document or falsely attesting to a document like that makes an interesting statement, I think, about the charges. I think it says that they think the charges are insignificant, unimportant, or maybe some sort of badge of honor.
McQuaid, who's also a former U.S. attorney during the Obama administration, says it's important to see these prosecutions through so that people understand these charges are a big deal and not something to shrug your shoulders at and move on from. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News.